Hey, family, friends, and strangers. Thanks for tuning into the Monday Matters podcast. You know that I am Holly Cochran, and today's episode is going to be a repeat from one that I had recorded and published a few months ago. And the reason for that is I am taking a couple of weeks' grace in the production and distribution of the Monday Matters podcast. This is a crazy season for me when we're gone a lot and my weekends are not spent, you know, keeping caught up on all these extra things like podcasting that I really do love to do. I have about 4 episodes where I've done the research and I have things written, but standing here and recording them is causing me some stress. I can't fit it in. And I need to prioritize other things because that is what I do. I triage really, really well, and I don't get myself overly stressed out if possible. So taking a pause from this podcast has been on the back of my mind while I was navigating February and March. And here we are at the end of April, and I'm just doing it. I'm just taking a little pause. I know I'm coming back because I have these things that I need to record and want to record. I find it really useful when in my counseling practice to be able to say, here, I want you to listen to this. And it's an episode that I've recorded about magnesium or hormones or, you know, perspective. Those sorts of things sometimes come up. That's the reason I am doing this. I do this because it's content that I am utilizing in my practice. And I still have content I need to produce. So I will be back. But for this week, I want you to either tune out because you've heard this already, or maybe you want to listen to it again. I know everyone is going to be completely understanding and have grace because I cannot practice and preach that. I mean, I cannot preach that people need to look after themselves and then freak right out on everybody around me because I'm not getting things accomplished. So I am not going to freak out on anybody. I'm going to do what needs to be done first. And the podcast is not making the cut this weekend. So I hope you all have a fantastic Monday, and I will be back in a couple of weeks.
Welcome to Monday Matters with Holly Cochran. Holly is a wife, mom, coach, and entrepreneur. She wears these and many more hats while running 3 successful businesses, a gym, online counseling and nutrition program, and commercial cleaning company. She brings a unique perspective to everyday life with her spicy, no-nonsense attitude. Holly helps her clients keep it simple with small tweaks that over time add up to big life changes. With that, let's get on with today's episode. Here's my friend, Holly Cochran, an incredible human you need to be listening to every Monday.
Okay, so I've been talking lots about producing, transporting, detoxing, eliminating, all of those things, but I haven't talked to you about how do we improve on producing more hormones? How do we improve on detoxing them better? How do we transport them better? How do we eliminate them better? And the good news is basically it's the same lifestyle changes that will improve all of those things. Here's the foundation. Here's the basics that you need to be doing in order to improve those productions and eliminations. The number one is rest and stress management. We cannot be taxed mentally, emotionally, physically, and be able to produce, eliminate, detox, all the things. We can't manage our hormones well if we do not focus on rest and stress management. Now, I am a very real human, so stop rolling your eyes out there in the crowd like, yeah, as if I have any control over rest or stress management. I know that life is challenging, but I also know that a challenging life, when you feel like crap all the time, is extra. And it's extra that isn't necessary. You can have things be challenging in your life and feel better. There is hope. There is little things that can be done. It is a process. I'm very aware. But rest is important. And sometimes being able to identify, hey,
Like literally, I don't need to go to the doctor. I don't need any medication. I don't need, you know, an intervention at work. I don't need human resources to come and help me manage the conflicts that are happening at work. Maybe you don't need any of those things. You simply might just need some rest. How do you get it? I don't know. That's what people go to counseling for. We sit in my office in counseling all the time, trying to figure out how to get people more rest and how to get people some stress management, because it is critical. I always say to people, if you think you need a doctor and you don't sleep all night, you don't drink enough water, and you don't have a daily poop, you don't need a doctor just yet. You need to figure out some lifestyle changes that will get you those basics. When those basics are happening, then we can talk about medical interventions. But if your body isn't handling or isn't figured out or has lost the ability to have those basics, go back to the drawing board. What do you need to do differently in order to be getting more rest? Not necessarily full night's sleep, but restful moments and peace. I often sit and talk to people about breath work. And we can do that. If there's time at the end of this presentation, we are going to do some breath work that helps you just in the middle of your day, in the heat of the moment, in all of the crazy, to take that pause that can make a huge difference overall. Okay. Nutrition, number two. Okay. I don't know if it's number one or number two. I really don't. They go so hand in hand, but I had to put one slide in front of the other. So I've put nutrition as second. Nutrition treatment for adrenal healing and stabilizing blood sugar with fiber, fat, and protein at every meal and snack. Now, we're going to talk about nutrition differently than if you were training, differently than if you were just simply on a weight loss program, differently if, like, what I'm talking about right now is simply being able to produce, transport, detox, and eliminate hormones. And some of the things we need to do nutritionally for that is a little bit different than if our hormones were functioning super well. We didn't need to do these strategies. We could implement other strategies, okay? So fasting is amazing. There are huge, huge benefits to the body's fasting, but when you are trying to get things balanced, it might be counterproductive, okay? So you have to play with it. There's benefits to fasting. We've talked, intermittent fasting is a huge popular topic right now that lots of health influencers are talking about. Take a pause and decide, okay, if I fast, do I feel better? Or do I feel worse? And then go from there. You don't want to feel necessarily worse long term. But the recommendation for balancing hormones is to not fast. Do you need to eat 6 or 7 meals a day? No. But three broke into, you know, 6-hour segments kind of deal. You want to eat. And at every meal, it's more important to have those fiber, fat, and protein at every meal and snack than it is to go the long 14 hours in between. Okay. Having a small portion of protein before bed can sometimes help with the night sweats. Not a piece of toast. Okay. That's going to do the opposite. So you want to make sure that what you are eating before bed is maybe just a few of those little pieces of turkey that you can get, the plain turkey breast from Costco, that kind of stuff. Just a little bite of something, maybe a little bit of turkey, a little bit of almonds. That could be a good bedtime snack, and it might be able to help you to create the melatonin that will communicate for you to be able to stay asleep longer. Avoid caffeine, sugar, and alcohol. They mess with the communicators. They mess with the transport of the message. They take it and they have a party and they do not take that message where it needs to go. So avoiding caffeine, sugar, and alcohol, or reducing, taking it down a little. Can you take it down? And if you do you feel better? Most people will. So try that. Ditch gluten and dairy or any other intolerances that you have. Now, why do we have to do that for this healing time? And what I'm doing right now is I'm only talking about hormone healing, not necessarily the rest of your life. But while we heal adrenals and while we get hormones back into balance, we need our body to do that. And so reducing the foods that are the major sort of culprits in as energy suckers, okay? Gluten, dairy, and sugar are major energy suckers. They take a lot for our bodies to manage. And so if you reduce them, eliminate them, as well as any other intolerances that you have, your body then has the capacity to go back to doing what it was intended to do. So I recommend clients often just, you know, little bits at a time, start making swaps, start with breakfast. Can you reduce to one cup of coffee and a higher protein breakfast that doesn't have any gluten and dairy in it? How do we talk about that? And just work on that for like a month or two. Nothing else needs to change. Just start there. And then we'll work on that bedtime snack. What needs to change with that? So that it doesn't feel like we're ripping the Band-Aid off and making a huge amount of lifestyle changes all in the same day that are not sustainable and you're just angry about. We're just going to go a little bit at a time. You didn't get here overnight. It's not going to get fixed overnight, but it will over time. So nutrition is the second place, or the second major. Rest, stress management, nutrition. Remember that this is all going to take time. Now we need to talk about digestion, okay? We've discussed how we have to produce these hormones, and we have to do more than just produce them. The body digests and eliminates the hormones through the gut. So if you have beets for supper and 4 or 5 days later, you're concerned that you're bleeding out, know that your digestion is a little on the slow side. If it takes that long for those beets to go through the system and come out the other end, you're not a real speedy digester. And what happened to those beets in the 4 or 5 days that you forgot you've even eaten them? They just hung out inside being more toxin than useful. Okay. So a real nice daily poop or two or even three is important. And if you're not having one, then let's start there. Let's start increasing some fiber. Let's start increasing some water. Let's do some gentle exercise, maybe some massage. Maybe let's start changing some timings of some of your food groups and seeing if we can get you some better poops, because they're really important to how we balance our hormones. And if you're sitting there thinking, oh man, I've been constipated most of my life. Okay, then I know why you're here. You're here because you don't feel awesome. You don't feel awesome because you're more toxic than you need to be. And we can improve on that. Okay. When you have happy digestion, when your gut is functioning well, I've already said this enough, we're having a daily poop. We rarely bloat, have gas or heartburn. Anybody else here bloat on a daily basis? Okay. There we go. Not a happy digestion. We are a healthy weight and staying at a healthy weight instead of putting weight on more and more every year. Anybody else putting on 10 pounds every year and just not sure what to do about it? That's digestion. We can improve on digestion so those toxins don't just hang out and become extra weight. When you have great digestion, you are going to feel great, have energy, and have a more general overall happiness. It's not a guarantee. Nothing I'm talking about is a guarantee, but it is definitely easier when you have a great digestion. Okay. I've created some foods here. And if you come to see me at my booth when this presentation is over, this is at the booth and you can scan the QR code and get everything that is on this slide right off the QR code and have it on your phone. These are the foods that you can add to your diet that will help you to have better digestion. So take a look at them, take a scan of them from my booth, and then just start incorporating them into breakfast into lunch, having a snack. These are the kinds of things you want to maybe take to work if you're hungry, avoiding the donuts and the muffins, but starting to implement some of these other foods that will serve you a little bit better in a better digestion. Okay, what I've included here is some symptoms of food intolerances. If you are eating foods that are not serving you because you are particularly intolerant to them, these symptoms are going to show up. If you are not having great digestion, if you have these symptoms, it would be really useful for you to do a bit of a food intolerance experiment. You can do it just on your own by eliminating the top culprits. I can help you with all of that. We eliminate them for, 7 to 10 days and then bring them back one at a time and see what kind of symptoms return. You can do a test. You can do a food intolerance test with a little poked behind your ear. Find out what foods you're intolerant to. But if there are things, if you bloat on a regular basis, you are eating something you don't tolerate. That's the end of that story. You do not tolerate that food and you don't digest it well. You need to sort that out, because if you're not digesting that food well, other things are getting caught up in the whole cycle. Okay. If you don't check the boxes for sleep, for digestion, for stress management, for daily poops, for happy, high energies, if those boxes aren't getting checked, you might need medical interventions. But I always tell people, those boxes are the roots to your tree. If you really want your tree to grow and to thrive, you need to go back to the roots and make sure that you are nurturing them and feeding them well and making sure that they are strong and healthy so that you have some sort of a foundation to grow with, okay? Your gut health are the roots. Don't skip gut health to go to a Band-Aid of some sort of, hormone replacement therapy. And I mean, you might need that. You might need to be on insulin. I am not saying you shouldn't be doing those things. I'm just saying you shouldn't be doing those things without recognizing the value of your root system. Go back and make sure that you set that stage and make a really strong root system so that any medication you're on will work better. Any supplement you take will work better. Your body will be more responsive to all the other interventions when your roots are strong. Okay, how to focus on those roots? Start by eating slower. I know it sounds really strange, but digestion starts before you even put food to your mouth. Digestion starts when you start to think about putting food to your mouth. And your mouth starts to salivate and you start thinking, I can't wait for insert whatever it is you're about to eat. Digestion starts before you even put food in your mouth. And because it started, you want to eat nice and slow. Enjoy those bites. Chew them really well. Give your body the help that it needs to do the digestion process. Do not be eating fast and shoveling it all in and telling your body, okay, now sort these two Big Macs out for me. I just threw them at you in the last 5 minutes. Your body's going to say, yeah, thanks, buddy. Do your part. So eat slowly, chew really well, and know that whatever you are putting in your body needs to then be dealt with. Are you putting something in that is easy for you to digest? And are you giving it the fair shot that it has by chewing it well and giving you a pause in between your bites and not just shoveling it in as quick as you can? You can only imagine if you were trying to pour, sand into a funnel and you just dumped the whole big pail on top of the small funnel. What happens? Doesn't work as well as you could if you just took a minute and slowly let that sand slide into the funnel. Take your time. We're always in such a rush. That rush is not serving us in this particular situation. Some gentle exercise. So anybody else ever started their workout and thought, oh, I really need to go to the bathroom, and you hadn't even really got into it? Or runners know exactly what we're talking about. For sure, runners get it. But a little bit of gentle exercise and warm up can just get those, your systems moving, and that movement will help you with elimination. That will help you with digestion. Okay. Back to sleep. You cannot function on minimal sleep for very long. It doesn't make for happy digestive system. If this digestive system isn't happy, none of the systems are happy. So sleep is really important. Managing your stress and having a healthy diet. We've talked about all of them, but those are the ways for you to take the roots of your tree and nurture them and make them stronger and healthier. Okay, supplements. So maybe some of you are here because you sleep well, you have minimal stress that you manage, you have a nice daily poop, and yet you're still thinking, I'm off. Like, I need something more than just this. I am checking so many of the boxes. What else can I be doing? Well, let's improve gut health with things like a probiotic. So you can buy a probiotic from your naturopath, old-fashioned foods. You can get a good probiotic basically anywhere you can buy them, but some are better than others. But a probiotic helps to put the good bacteria back into your body. So if you have been sick, if you've been on antibiotics, if you have high stress, your body starts to develop the bad bacteria that's not serving you well, and you need to then sort of implement the good. So a probiotic. Magnesium is another one that can really help with digestion and gut health. It can help with sleep. We are all deficient in magnesium. Our food sources are not as high in it as they need to be, as they used to be, because our soil is depleted in minerals. So actually, we're deficient in most minerals. Any kind of mineral supplements that you can buy them in drops, you can take a pill. Those minerals will definitely help with gut health and digestion. That's where I was talking about the trace minerals. CoQ10 and L-glutamine, fermented cod liver oil, herbs, zinc, and apple cider vinegar. Those are all of the list of supplements that are sort of targeted towards hormones and hormone communication, transportation, detoxification, and elimination. So if you feel like you have a nice solid root system to your tree, if you feel like you're doing a pretty good job of checking those boxes and need something that is that next level, here are the supplements that can help to support the production of hormones as well as the other steps that are necessary in order for you to properly be balanced. Okay. My role is always to work with people at solid root foundation. That's where we need to start. I am not your doctor. I am not your naturopath. And I am not going to be able to do any tests with you. But I can help you nurture those roots. Learning how to build rest into your day. Learning how to manage stress. Learning what foods properly serve you and provide you with more nutrient dense qualities. I know all about that kind of stuff. So that is my role, to help people build strong roots. It's when the roots are solid and you're still not feeling great, then you can go that next level. But isn't it empowering to know how much control you have, how much you can do all by yourself without having to sit in a doctor's office or wait on a waiting list? If you are on a waiting list right now to get in to see a specialist, do all the things that I've talked about. Do them before you get in to see the specialist. That's what you have control of. That's what you get to influence. Your lifestyle very much can be the kind that gives you the test results you want, makes the medication work the way it's supposed to, and gets you the feeling that you deserve. So that's who I am. That's how you follow me if you're on this slide with me. If you have any questions, you can reach out to me at any of the contacts. You can come over to the booth where I am standing now. And tomorrow I am going to be talking all about the immune system and how to have a strong fighting immune system. And we talk a lot about hot army guys tomorrow in the immune presentation here at 11:30. And if you have tuned into this and it is my podcast, next week I will be talking about the immune system on my podcast. I think I'm going to be doing another little practice run just like I did today. So thank you so much for being here this whole long time. There's a few things I already know I'm going to be tweaking. So hopefully you watch this live because it's going to be definitely a few things different and a little bit more improved at the expo. All right, everybody, have a great day. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Monday Matters with Holly Cochran. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to Monday Matters, leave her a review, and share this episode on your social media. Should you have any questions about what you listen to or want more info, reach out and send her a message at K2 Health with Holly on Instagram and Facebook. She loves hearing from her listeners. See you next time.